Blog Talk Radio.
Let's play. I'm the kind of girl, a little mystique, and you're the only one I've ever met who can't handle it. You climb my wall, break down my door. I think you might be just the kind of boy I've been waiting for. Let's play. I'm the kind of girl, a little mystique, and you're the only one I've ever met who can't handle it. You climb my wall, break down my door. I think you might be just the kind of boy I've been waiting for. I wanna get you out on the floor and dance until my feet are numb. And when you get close, it's like rubber in my bones. And by the look in your eyes, you're melting down into the stage of flow. Hey, hey, people say you're wild and unpredictable. I don't get why you know.
Hello, and welcome to the Judy Joy Jones Show. We are really, really privileged tonight because we have a beautiful young singer by the name of Amelia Bloom, and she was singing the song you heard, Let's Play. Amelia is from Australia, and she is well on her way to stardom, and I will bring her on board just as soon as I see her on the switchboard. In the meantime, I want to give a shout-out to everyone at Blog Talk Radio for making this possible, Christy Sweet for her patience in teaching us all how to do everything. Without Christy, we wouldn't be here. And I see that I do have a friend of mine that's going to co-host tonight. Let me bring him on board, and let me see. His name is Mike Birch. Hello?
Hi, Joy. How's it going?
How's it going, Mike?
Pretty good.
I hope... Everything's good with you tonight?
It is.
Great. I'll just give you a brief introduction. Mike is a publisher, and you have a software company. Is that right, Mike? Or maybe you'd like to tell everyone.
Well, that's right. I have a software company called Alpha Omega, and then I publish books, primarily poetry books, through a multicultural books imprint that I do with Joe Regier, who's a friend of mine, a Canadian poet. And then I've written a lot of poetry myself and been published, so I kind of wear several different hats.
Great. Well, you definitely will fit tonight because you have a young son yourself, right?
That's right. My son Jeremy's 15. And he's really into music, tuba, Guitar Hero, his cell phone. He composes songs on his cell phone, so he's a pretty well-rounded musician.
Well, let me bring up, I see a number that is blocked, and I don't know if they're just listening or what. I may let you do a little bit of hosting here if you'd like while I try to call Amelia on my, she may be having a bit of a problem calling in. Let me bring up, hello? Hello? Is this Amelia? Hello? Okay, are you just listening? Okay, so they must be just listening. Let me try one other. Hello?
Hello?
Amelia?
Yes.
There you are.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
How are you doing? I'm so happy you called in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. And Amelia, I want to introduce you to our co-host tonight. His name is Mike. Mike, this is Amelia.
Hi, Amelia.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Wonderful.
And she's calling all the way from Australia. It's cold over there. That's what you told me, right, Amelia?
Yeah, it's freezing.
Oh, no.
whereabouts in Australia are you?
I'm based in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason I asked is I'm 50 years old and I never could sing. And then one day I was praying and my voice changed and I suddenly found that I could sing. And the next day I got a T-shirt from Australia with the Sydney Opera House on the T-shirt. So I thought maybe it would be a coincidence if you lived in Sydney.
Crazy.
But
no, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we started the show. I want to give you a little bit of an intro on Amelia. The show started with her singing Let's Play, and that's a great song, by the way, Amelia. I really enjoy that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. And I want to give a little bit of a background on you, that you were spotted by Michael Puskas of Astral Records, Dead Famous Artist. He's the CEO. And if you could tell it, it was a contest that Amelia was doing, and Michael spotted her, and she actually won. And if you could give us just a little bit of what happened there.
Basically, my parents and Michael had like a talk and a meeting, and Michael and I got to know each other really well, so we started doing the weekly writing sessions and stuff like that. And through that, I was given the opportunity to record a couple of the songs that I'd written and some other people had written for me. And it's just gone from there, really.
Oh, amazing. Well, did you actually have any idea that you were going to have a record CEO in the audience whenever you were performing?
No, but while I was backstage, there was, you know, sort of whispers going around, so that made me feel a lot more nervous, but yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine. Amelia is very, Mike, by the way, I did read that, and we'll ask her about that, but I did read she's very, very close to her family, and she has two sisters. One is older, and maybe you could tell us about your sisters. What's that like, being the...
Okay, well, I have an older sister who's 29. Her name is Bree. And I have a younger sister who's 9 years old. No, 10. She's just recently turned 10, and her name is Miranda.
Miranda. And you, I read, now I don't know if this is true or not, you never know what you read, but you use her as your sounding board. She listens to you. She's your audience, right, when you're singing?
Yeah, definitely.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Does she sing, Amelia, or?
Yeah, she likes to. You know, she, I guess when we're, my family and I sort of listening to my songs and stuff, she knows every word. It's so funny, and she, you know, sings along, and it's really cute.
Wow. Yeah, because I was reading that you had, you knew, like, early on, I mean, really, like, how old were you, and you knew you were going to be doing something, singing, something big with your talent.
Yeah.
How old are you?
Well, I guess I've been dreaming, I guess, for, like, all my life. You know, I've been singing since I could talk, really. But, you know, I started to perform and, you know, people came up to me and said, you know, Amelia, you really touched me and stuff. You know, that sort of, I guess, helped. And, yeah, that's
sure.
what I sort of... thought, oh, you know, maybe this, I could really do this.
Well, what age were you when you first had somebody say that you really touched them with your singing?
8 years old.
Eight.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. You seem to have a very mature voice for your age. Have people told you that?
No, not really.
Oh, really? Well, I did. When I was listening to some of your songs, I went to YouTube, and you had a song there, 24/7.
Yeah.
And I think you were 11 at the time you recorded that, and it just struck me that the two songs of yours that I've heard, you sound like you have a mature voice. It doesn't sound
like
a child's voice.
Yeah. I know. It's sort of been like that forever, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just what she was. Now, Mike, you're in Nashville, right?
That's right.
Amelia, Mike is in Nashville. Are you familiar with Nashville, Tennessee?
Tennessee, I'm familiar with, but no,
it's
not really.
Like the country.
Well, Nashville is called Music City. This is where all the big country music singers are. Johnny Cash. And, you know, yeah. So Barry Gibb bought a house here. He bought Johnny Cash's house, and you know, so we even have a great, you know, famous Australian singer that moved here because he wanted to do more country music. So that's what we're known for.
Oh, great.
Well, Amelia, you are coming to the United States, am I right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And when are you coming here? I can't wait.
Me either. It's not, I guess, you know, nothing's really certain or 100%, but it could be as soon as a couple of months, which is just so exciting.
Oh, my gosh. So where are you going to be staying?
It's planned to be around California. Yeah, somewhere around there.
Have you ever been here?
No, I haven't.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to love it. It's, well, actually, where you are, I understand it's quite beautiful. It's really lovely here. And then, of course, L.A. with all the music industry, and you're going to be in heaven. Oh, I'm so excited. Are you going to keep an events on your, do you have a website, right, Amelia? Let's go ahead and give them that website. Would you like to do that?
Definitely. Okay, so the URL is www.myspace.com/AmeliaBloom.
And that's A-M-E-L-I-A Bloom, B-L-O-O-M. So we will be able to find out where you might be performing when you come over here.
Yeah, definitely, and updates and, you know, when I'm coming over, certain dates and stuff like that.
Beautiful, just beautiful. I cannot wait. I have such good feelings about you. You're one of our rising stars, and we need somebody like you over here. That is so great. Maybe you can even perform in Nashville, huh, Mike?
Yeah, definitely. You're more than welcome to tell them, you know, you've got to get a well-rounded you know, musical catalog, and you can come to Nashville and record a country music album.
That's right.
With Barry Gibb.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, I have written on the description page tonight that Disney Family Entertainment is keeping their eye on Amelia, a rising star, and so she's definitely in the eye of several people that are most important. And I wish you great success with that. I know
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I know in the industry that it's here today, gone. I know how that goes, but I think for you it's here, and your time is coming right now. So, you know, they actually put you on the featured page, Amelia, so that meant that the picture of you, it's scrolling over and over and over, and that's going to be toward, you know, millions and millions of viewers around the world.
That's
and I want to tell everyone out there. Go ahead, Mike.
I said, and especially the boys. Because you have a very nice picture.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful. She's just beautiful. That's the thing, you know, and also the archive of tonight's show for anyone that knows other people that were not able to listen live is available for a download 24/7 free of charge. Judy Joy Jones Show. Just put that in Google, Judy Joy Jones Show, and listen to it, spread it around, share it with your friends. And are you, when you come over here, Amelia, are you in a couple of months to USA, are you open for people, you know, asking you to do gigs and things like that?
Definitely. That's one thing that I really love, I enjoy doing is performing and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely.
Well, now, would they contact you? Are they going to contact Michael Puskas, the record producer?
I guess both, really. You can contact me on my MySpace, and I'll pass it on to Mike and my family, or you can contact Mike, which, yeah, you can contact him and he will contact me.
Absolutely. And he's at the Astral, A-S-T-R-A-L Records,
yes.
/ Dead Famous Artists.
Yes.
And so one of them will get you on board, and if you'd like to meet Amelia and have her perform, then by all means, let's get it going. Before, how long are you going to be here?
That actually hasn't been really sort of decided, but I'm looking for a long time.
Well, good. Yeah, it's too far to come for over a weekend tour or something. We got to have you here a lot longer than that, so you can.
Yeah.
And you also have, Michael has secured some producers for you, Amelia, in the UK as well as the USA. So are you going to be going over to the UK on this trip, or is that another trip?
I guess, it hasn't.
Right, sure. It hadn't really solidified,
or anything like that, but it's always a possibility.
Sure, keep those possibilities. One of the things I read about Amelia, Mike, is that she had early on kind of gotten familiar with how the industry, you go and you audition, but somebody else, she had a role, you wouldn't believe, was that a commercial, Amelia?
Yes.
The one that they gave to the guy?
Yes.
So it was a commercial.
I'm sorry, what was the commercial?
It was just for some sort of, big leading brand or something like that, some sort of food item.
You don't even know what food item it was?
Yeah, no, I can't remember.
Not one of your favorites, then, huh?
Not any.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, quick enough that you got to keep the chin up and keep going, because,
Definitely.
And it was early on training that has led her to where she is now, and I would imagine that seeing you live perform is just stupendous. I mean, I can hear you on the radio, on the MP3 and everything, but to really get a feel and hear you live, so I encourage anyone out there that listens to this show now, is listening live, or downloads the show, absolutely, get in touch with Amelia and sign her up and let her come on and perform for whatever, because you're not going to have her here like she is right now for long. I mean, she's going to get so big it's going to be harder and more expensive to get Amelia. So I would say get her now.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to maybe – I'm in San Francisco. I wonder if you'll be coming here. That would be so cool.
San Francisco, is that sort of beachy area?
It is. It is. What, 8 hours? Maybe 12 hours from L.A.? Right on the beach, absolutely, in California.
Like Rolando Beach or something? Rolando.
Probably. I think you've got it, but I'm not really familiar. I know there's a couple of beaches, Baker's Beach. They all have their own little names. Yeah, it's San Francisco by the bay.
Yeah, because I know that I'm visiting a beachy sort of area, and that sounds familiar, but I'm not too sure.
Not too sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a famous area for jazz and a lot of music. I don't know, Janis Joplin, she's way, 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 way not somebody you might remember, but a lot of the beat singers, the beat poets, the kind of, what was it, like the love people, I don't know, what did you call it, Mike?
Yeah,
that era that was
back in the 60s when people started singing All You Need Is Love and wearing flowers in their hair and the hippies and all that. A lot of that was I wouldn't say it was centered around San Francisco, but that was one of the bigger areas.
Okay.
You had Jefferson Starship and a lot of the big groups were in that area, so it was a definitely a hotbed of music at a time when music was really changing in the United States.
Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of singers, who are your favorite singers?
I really like, music is just such a broad thing. I like all music, but a couple of my favorite artists are people like Kelly Clarkson.
Uh-huh.
Pink. I like, even some of the beautiful old Celine Dion songs.
Right.
Yes. And a lot of the new bands, Linkin Park, Evanescence, stuff like that.
Right. Well, Kelly Clarkson, somebody who, when American Idol was becoming really, really popular, she's somebody that we all really got excited about, and it's good to see her doing so well. So, do they have anything like that in Australia?
Like an idol.
Right, like an American Idol or a
national
talent.
Yeah, we have Australian Idol.
Oh, do you? Well, you're going to have to get on that, I would imagine. I would vote for you. I wouldn't even have to listen to the others. I'd just say, oh, she's got my vote.
You saw your picture. He's a little biased.
Yeah. Well, I know on the British Idol, they've had some very young people that have done well. I assume they don't have an age limit. So it's interesting to see children that are very young that are that accomplished as singers.
Yeah, it's great to see.
Yeah.
And Australia is really, I think of Australia as the up-and-coming United States. It's kind of like it's all new and fresh, and we get so many great people from there. And I think Amelia is one of those. She's going to light our path to all the global areas in the world where music is absolutely what turns us on. I found that when I was listening to her song, which I did many times, Amelia, I was just working away at my computer and I'd just be nodding off. I'd hit that button, man, and I just would be, whoop, I'm gone.
Yeah.
So I really want to hear more and more and more from you, because we all need to kind of remember that it's only like you, the Amelias that are 13 years old that are going to be the next music people. And I think that whenever I heard your singing, I thought, whoa, it's like you're so professional to be only 13 years old, huh, Mike? Sounds older, like Mike said,
Yeah, that was the first thought that I had. Was just how you didn't sound like a little girl singing. You sounded like a singer who'd been doing this for, a good long time.
Yeah, she doesn't sound that like it's all new to her. Well, whenever you decided that this was definitely your road, did anyone ever try to discourage you from it, Amelia, or have you been basically supported?
My mum, my dad, my sisters have been absolutely great. They've just supported me all the way. But, there's some, girls at school and stuff like that who don't really sort of, I guess they just can't really understand sort of thing.
Sure.
I mean, I've just been supported all the way by, my friends, my family. They've just been so great.
Well, it's just like us finding you for the Judy Joy Jones show. I don't know how that happened, right? And when you called tonight, she called earlier, and I actually had the time wrong, and I thought, she's under a star, because otherwise I would have missed the show, but it went, wake up. It's not 9 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock. So I knew, that you're really, shining bright enough to wake me up. I was going to take a nap, Amelia, and then wake up. I was going to set my alarm, and I thought, oh, no. It really worked out. Well, I'm sure you probably thought, oh, my gosh, she doesn't even know the time. What have I got?
No, not at all.
Crazy. Actually, you're on Craigslist in Sydney. There is a little blurb about tonight's show, and we have quite a few people that are listening in. They haven't logged on or they're not online, but I can see they have. We have I guess you would call it a chat room, and a lot of people just call themselves guests, and then other people call themselves, like names and stuff. But if anybody does want to, ask Amelia a question, by all means, it's 347 326-9915. 347-326-9915. And I'd love to say, you know, or ask you, how do you get a record producer or a CEO interested? But I know that was beyond you. You just, you know, had a contest presented, and you got in there, and that's what happened. Right, Amelia?
Yeah, definitely.
So you didn't really plan that. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say it shows the advantage of going out there and doing things and, you know, taking the chance, because if you hadn't taken that chance and you hadn't, you know, made that step, then all this might not have happened.
Yeah, definitely. And it's just great that, you know, we live in a world where opportunities such as that are presented to us. It's just great.
That's exactly right. And I think that's something important. It's one thing that I was going to ask you about. Did you watch American Idol last season?
No, I haven't. Because
you haven't seen it. Have you ever seen David Archuleta?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Yeah, he really struck me because he was the youngest of all the contestants. I think he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on this nationwide show, and it's so important, you know, competing against all these older singers. And I was struck by the fact that when he sang, he picked a lot of songs that really had a good social message, like Imagine by John Lennon, and he
great
sang
song.
One song. I'm sorry?
That's a great song.
It is a great song. And it's one of those songs that shows that, you know, that singers are not just singing all the time for entertainment. They do have, they can do more than that.
Yeah, definitely.
And David Archuleta, when he was singing, he always struck me. I always thought he's like an angel, because he was out there and he was singing songs. Joy, you would like this. He sang one song,
mm-hmm,
about the homeless. It was I can't remember what song, but I think it was a Phil Collins song. And I was really struck by the fact. In fact, even Simon Cowell made the statement, "I knew that you were going to pick this song because he had this audience in front of him, and he was trying to encourage people, and he was trying to make them think and, you know, think about other people." So how much if you were successful, suppose that you became a well-known singer, have you ever looked to see what people like Bono and other singers are doing who are, you know, trying to make their voice heard for the people of Africa and people that are homeless and starving?
Definitely. That's almost my that's what drives me, you know, basically, you know, to be successful. I guess the power to be able to change things and,
right,
you know, as you said, to make people think and just stop and really sort of look at the world around them and stuff like that. And that'd just be the best feeling ever, to be able to know that, you know, you may have made somebody smile or donate some money or something like that.
Exactly.
I just think that'd be so good.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because there's nothing wrong with singing a song and making people dance or feel happy or whatever, but there are a good number of songs out there that have touched people's lives and made them feel compassion for somebody else or, you know, reach out to other people. I think of, I've been listening to Three Dog Night recently. They have a song called Black and White. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. But it goes, "The ink is black, the page is white, together we learn to read and write." And it's about racial harmony, but it's a beautiful song. It was a very big selling song in its day and time. But I really believe that artists in the United States have had a lot to do with the United States overcoming its racial problems.
Yeah.
And I know in Australia you have people of different, you know, different backgrounds there.
Yeah.
And do you remember the song "Beds Are Burning"?
No.
You don't?
I don't think I've heard of that.
Not me either. No,
well,
me either.
Well, the Maori, you know, there were indigenous tribes in Australia before,
mm-hmm,
the white settlers came.
Yes.
And a group wrote a song. You ought to try to find it on YouTube. It is called "Beds Are Burning," and it was basically saying, "We took the land away from them, let's give it back." Well, that's probably not going to happen, but it does open up people's, you know, minds and hearts to understand these people were here before we were, and they have rights, and we can't just trample over everybody in our quest to, you know, make money and, you know,
have
comfort. So Australia has a real heritage of music like that, and you might be interested, you know, in exploring that.
Yeah.
And I want to let her know, Amelia, I have a little note on the chat room from Jay Rivera, and he says,
yes.
Hello, or she, do you know them?
I know Jay and his family. I'd like to say hello to them.
Oh, wonderful. Well, he says, don't really have a question for Amelia. Just wanted to tell her hi. And the boys and I are listening. So I wanted to... Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's what's so good about the Internet.
It's amazing.
It's a small world.
And also, I have a Stacy_Z. And she would like to ask you, how did you get started?
How did I get started? Okay, well, basically it was, you know, basically my mum. My mum, you know, I guess started to sing, you know, nursery rhymes and stuff like that, and I really enjoyed them, and I learnt the words, and I did that whole, you know, started to sing them, and then mum sort of realised, oh, hang on, she can sort of, you know, hold the note, and I just started to... you know, singing lessons and acting lessons and stuff like that came a big part of my life. And it, yeah, just went from there.
I see. And also, what was the other question? She wanted to know, have you performed out? Oh, yeah. Have you performed outside of Australia?
No, I haven't. That's been a massive dream of mine.
Which is going to come true very, very soon. You're on your way over here, and tonight's show will hopefully get you quite a few requests. So, and also I want to let you know that Jay Rivera, he said Brian, Aaron, Juan, and Vincent are here.
Oh, that's great.
So they're supporting you every little bit of the way, and that's always a great thing to have that net.
Yeah, they're absolutely, they're beautiful people.
Ooh. Hello, and thank you for letting us know. And he says thanks. So it's really cool that we can kind of communicate through the phone and through the chat room and all that. And, well, hopefully whenever you come over here that maybe your record producer could find you a gig over here in San Francisco, because this is all music. And, you know, there actually I was at a place the other day. What was it called? Mark Hopkins Hotel. So maybe there's a way that he could contact them or again, somebody out there. Okay, Jay Rivera says, we are her fan base, the original club. You have a fan club. I didn't know that, Amelia. Look at you. My goodness.
Yeah.
Tell me that. Wow. So that's so cool.
So how many autographs have you signed so far?
Tell me more. You know, actually, Stacey, you know, if you think about the fact that at 13, you know, I was kind of like looking in the mirror and going, now what am I going to do with that pimple? What am I going to, or how do I lose weight? Or, you know, and here she is making a debut, and she's got Disney Productions very interested in her. I'd say that she's, you know, Amelia is doing okay.
Yeah.
She's out there. She's getting ready to go. I, you know, there's so many movies and TV film, Homelike, where she could, you know, write. Oh, by the way, my gosh, what's the matter? She write, Amelia writes her own music. She composes her own songs. Not the song I started the show with, but definitely you do your own, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So how many songs have you written so far?
At least about, I guess about 20, you know, I've written lots of little bits, like little verses and stuff, but I've, like, about maybe 15 complete songs.
That's awesome. I went to see, Salzburg, Austria, I got to see the baby grand piano that Mozart started learning to play on. And he was writing concertos. I can't remember the exact age, but he was like 3 or 4 or 5, and he was writing, you know, music. So it's really good that you started at such a young age. There's no telling what you can do, you know, with your whole life ahead of you. So can we get you to sing one of your own compositions for us?
Pardon?
Can you sing one of your songs for us?
Well, I don't know if she said a cappella, Mike.
You're on the spot.
I'm sure she'd love to, but maybe we have to go see her at a gig, huh?
Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to, but I don't actually have any, like, words in front of me.
She's not quite. Well, you know, the acoustics as well, I'm sure that it would be maybe great if you wanted to, but if you don't, that's fine, and we can definitely go ahead and come see you when you're performing live somewhere, because California, especially, you know, L.A., where I guess in L.A. every night, something different. You know, you've got so many venues that if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. It is an amazing city.
Yeah.
And the fact that you already have, you know, connections with record producers, not only there, but in the U.K., I would consider that a major, major plus. And that was actually Michael Puskas that is the one doing that, right?
Yes.
And so he is right now more or less your manager?
Yeah, my business manager. He works with, I guess he sort of deals with all the business sort of end of things like offers and opportunities
sure.
and stuff like that.
Well, Amelia, where do you see yourself? I mean, you're 13 now. Where do you see yourself when you're about 18? Where would you like to be? What is your dream? Where is Amelia that we can see her and listen to her sing? Where is Amelia Bloom when she's 18?
I'd love to be in America, you know, with, you know, successful. I'd like to be successful with lots of songs. And I've always had this vision, like, whenever I perform, just to be able to sort of hold out the microphone to the audience and they know the words to your own song.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would just be so cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's play. You know, I've heard it enough. I think I know some of those words. It won't be long where everybody does. It's easy to kind of, you know, when something has that kind of rhythm, huh, Mike, where you just keep remembering.
You know, I mean, some songs do become anthems that everybody knows. And there was a 90th birthday concert for Nelson Mandela. And I was watching that, and the guys from Queen were there, and they could just hold up the microphone, and everybody knows, you know, we are the champions, and we will rock you, and stuff like that. So, yeah, hopefully, Amelia, you'll reach that point where people will identify with some of your songs, and that would really be something.
Yeah,
and she could win some Grammys, and, you know, there you go. I mean, even Academy. We had Ricky Lee Jones on the Judy Joy Jones show, and Ricky Lee Jones is a little bit older now, but she won 2 Grammys, and she kind of fell out of sight for a while, but now she's making her comeback, and it's amazing when you get 1 Grammy how people follow you. They never forget.
Yeah.
Plus, she wore some really cool hats.
Yeah, she did.
You know, a lot of singers do become known for, you know, a certain style of dress or something like
they
that.
They do.
So, yes, Amelia may have to think about what does she want to be known for in terms of, you know, hats and the style of clothes and things like that, too.
But she's still finding out, huh, Amelia?
Yeah.
Are you actually, now when you go to school every day, do people say, oh, there's Amelia, the singing star, or do they kind of just don't really put you aside that much? Or
yeah, I actually, that was a choice of mine. I haven't really sort of associated my music with school.
Okay.
Because, yeah, I'm just, you know, I don't really want to be known as you know, I don't want to be treated differently just because I recorded an album and just because, you know, I may be going to America and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? I'd like to just be normal still.
Yeah, you just want to be who you are and your age group and all that. And it's really better because, I mean, I know that there's people around you that really wouldn't understand why you're on an international talk show and with millions of listeners and you're probably, you know, gone much further than most of your classmates, so I really admire you for being able to understand where they are and where you are and fit in. I mean, what else can you do we can't all have the same talent. You've got singing. And what is your next, now, whenever you record music or when you write music, do you actually write, do you note it, or do you just write the words and sing into a, you know, how do you do it?
I mean, there's lots of different ways, but the most common for me is basically I just write the lyrics you know, and try to figure out a nice melody or something like that, and then I'll pick up the guitar myself, or Michael Puskis will pick up the guitar, and, you know, we'll go from there and, you know, figure out the chords and the different sort of, you know, the chorus and the verse and the bridges and stuff like that.
So you play the guitar then?
Yeah, very basically.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing too. You know, there's some singer-songwriters that are pretty famous for just getting up there with just a guitar, you know, and doing a concert. So, you know, if you progress with the guitar and your singing works out, you might be able to do something like that too.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you realized you had a gift of writing, actually writing the music?
Probably about 8 or 9.
Wow. Can you believe that, Mike? She just started writing music.
Yeah, I started writing poetry when I was about 15. But I think until I was about 15, about all I really cared about was playing, you know, baseball, basketball, football. So she definitely is, you know, had from a young age, you seem to have found something you really enjoyed doing that you were good at. And how much time did you spend on music when you were 8, 9 years old?
Just the weekly lessons.
Yeah.
You know, that was sort of, I guess, the timetable for, like, for a couple of years until I was introduced to Mike, and then it sort of got a bit more serious and a bit more sort of realistic.
Yeah. So you weren't totally obsessed with music at a young age then?
Not obsessive, but I really enjoyed it, and it was something that, you know, made me happy, I guess, and
And you felt like you were alive when you were doing your music?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I understand.
And you said that you're interested in acting also, is that right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, well, Los Angeles is the perfect place to go then, music and acting.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I think of when I think of a singer who's an actress from Australia? I think of Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with her?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, when I was in college, all the guys were in love with Olivia Newton-John. She was, she had lots of fans.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she did Grease with John Travolta. And
right. And she's had staying power, hadn't she, Mike? She's never really dropped out of that kind of popular.
Well, when you get to be that famous, people won't forget you. There might have been periods of time when she didn't have a big hit or something like that, but she was just... She had that iconic, you know, she was, you know, you know who Madonna is, you know who Olivia Newton-John is, you know, you just don't forget. But she did. She had a big impact here in the United States. I remember watching her. We'd stay up late at night to watch her on Saturday Night Live or something like that. So.
Just to see her. Yeah, she really did. And she remained. In fact, when I think of Australia, I'm always thinking, oh, Olivia Newton-John, or you know, it's. But I'm sure there's others that have come from there that maybe you could refresh our memory, Amelia. Who are some of the singers, songwriters from your country that we might know?
I'm
sorry.
Ricky Lee. Are you aware of her, Ricky Lee?
The name sounds familiar, but I can't think of any person.
Are they like right now? Are they up and coming? Or are they like right now out there and everybody knows them type thing, Hercules?
There's like we were mentioning before about the Australian Idol thing. Like, there are a lot of people like that. I'm not sure if they sort of, I don't think that they sort of, I guess, make it in America, but. Yeah, they're big in Australia for a while.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, maybe whenever you come over here, you could be sure and tell everyone that you have an archived interview with the Judy Joy Jones Show, and let everyone know that you're up and coming, because I really have strong vibrations about you, and I feel like whenever I get to see you live, it's going to kind of permeate, just go into me, what I'm feeling now. Don't you, Mike?
Probably so. I think that sometimes these things seem to happen for a reason, and we're really excited that you can come over here, and hopefully, if you can do well in Los Angeles, maybe you can persuade your manager that you'd like to come to Nashville and absorb some of our country music and broaden your horizons too.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
At 13, she's wide open like a sponge, so this would be the perfect time to kind of soak it all in.
Yeah.
And Nashville is one of our... Well, wait a minute. Wasn't Elvis Presley from Nashville?
No, Elvis was from Memphis. He was born in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Okay.
He made that little town famous, and then he moved to Memphis, and of course Graceland is a very famous place now because that's where he lived. But Elvis was more known for Memphis, and Nashville's a little bit more for country music, like Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
Whenever I heard Amelia, I thought, gosh, I wasn't expecting that really, energy. And then that's when I knew, because she got me going, and I thought, anybody that can get your spirit moving like that, this person has a place in time, and it's only a matter of time for her to get there. I know that being ahead of your time, Amelia, you it's kind of hard. You got to be patient.
Yeah.
Put up with all us, like me, that didn't have the time right. But don't worry. We got you on. You're on now. You're in. And we are not going to forget. Amelia Bloom. Let me give you, go ahead, Amelia, if you'd like to give your website one more time.
Okay, www.myspace.com/AmeliaBloom.
All right, so that's www.myspace.com/ Amelia, AmeliaBloom, BLOOM. And
yep, myspace.com/AmeliaBloom.
.com. Oh, no, I'm sorry, there's no .com on the end of that, okay.
No.
So, myspace.com. And she has the most delightful website. You looked at it, right, Mike?
I didn't see her website. I went to YouTube because I've gotten so used to going to YouTube, and I found her recording the 24/7 there, and I'd heard Let's Play because you had played it on one of your other shows before. So those were the two songs that I'm most familiar with.
Oh, yeah, because I've been playing it to start shows with and get everybody prepared for you, Amelia. I wanted everybody to know who you are and to remember your name. Amelia Bloom. The only question I had about your name, I was wondering, had you ever thought of going by Amelia?
Not really.
Not really. Oh, okay, no problem.
Yeah, no, I haven't thought about that.
Because
Amelia Bloom is such a beautiful name. No, I'm a poet, and I would say Amelia Bloom, that sounds really nice.
Okay.
So, if you had a name that didn't sound that good, you might want to consider changing it. But I really like that name.
Okay, there you go. Because for me to remember Amelia. But yeah, I think it is a beautiful name, Amelia Bloom. We won't forget.
Yeah.
I'd like to tell everyone. I want to make sure and have plenty of time to play her song all the way through for everyone that maybe didn't start the show right at the moment. Let me check our chat room one more time here and see if anybody might have a question. Okay. So they're kind of just like all talking to each other and playing and... We have a chat room, Amelia. I'm sure you don't know Amelia, but on this particular Blog Talk Radio, there is a chat room which goes on while the live show goes on, and a lot of people kind of come on and they're talking about other things. They're listening, but they're talking about everything. And sometimes I have to look at it really closely to make sure that they haven't asked a question that I forgot. And if I did... please, you can contact Amelia through her www.myspace.com/Amelia Bloom and ask her anything that I could have forgotten. And Mike, would you like to ask any more questions?
Well, I don't think so, but I will say that it's been interesting to hear you both giggling together. I think that, I would say to Amelia that having a son about your age, that I would say, you know, have fun and keep that giggle as long as you can, and don't let all the record company executives and everything, you know, take away your fun and your joy of singing. Make sure that you know that you're still able to enjoy performing, and you know, you're young, so you've got plenty of time to get really, really serious. But
I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Amelia. I really love you for coming on and sharing like you have. And if there's anything that we can do here in San Fran, when you make your trip over here, give me a call, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay. Thank you, Joy.
And thank you. And thank you to Michael Pusco.
Yeah, thank you, Michael.
Okay, really wonderful to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike Birch, who is a publisher. And could you give the name of your publishing company one more time, Mike?
It's Multicultural Books, or M Books, is the name of the book publishing company. And then my literary website is www.thehypertext.com.
Hypertext.com. Okay, Mike, thank you. And Amelia, I'm going to go ahead and close off the show and get your song going again. And anytime you need anything or you want to come back on our show, tell us what you're doing. We will make a place for you immediately.
Take care. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's play. I'm the kind of girl, a little mystique, and you're the only one I've ever met who can't handle it. You climb my wall, break down my door. I kick in my feet, just the kind of boy I've been waiting for. You're losing, very cool, but I can't be just as impossible. let's play. I'm the kind of girl, a little mystique, and you're the only one I've ever met who can't handle it. You climb my wall, break down my door. I think you might be just the kind of boy I've been waiting for. I wanna get you out on the floor and dance until my feet are numb. And when you get close, it's like rubber in my bones. And by the look in your eyes, you're melting down into the danger zone. Hey, hey, people say you're wild and unpredictable. Let's play. I'm the kind of girl, a little mystique, and you're the only one I've ever met who can't handle it. You climb my wall, break down my door. I think you might be just the kind of boy I've been waiting for.